It is Thought Leader Thursday. We're happy to have with us John Horton today from Associated Bank. John is a vice president and senior lending manager at Associated, specializing in all kinds of loans, including construction, jumbo mortgages, and refinancing. John, good morning. Welcome back to the Opening Bell.
Hey, good morning. How are you, Steve?
I'm well. Happy New Year, too. It's the first time we've talked to you this year.
First time.
You look well. You got a little color there. Are you somewhere tropical?
Little Cancun color for you.
Nice. Very nice.
I went for both of us since you couldn't make it.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
When you get back to me on my offer.
I know you brought some down there. Finally brought some back. Let's talk about housing starts. This sort of made the news last week. Everybody sort of paid attention to it. Housing starts nationally down 8.2%. This means they're pulling fewer permits to build.
You know, it is down, and I know some of it's down due to the holidays. December is generally a slower month. There's also a big housing, I don't want to say shortage, but there are more people looking for homes than homes available. So you got the building, which it stayed the same in California. I attribute that to the weather. You know, you're still going to have nice weather. The builders can build. It went down in Chicago. Midwest wasn't bad, but it also went down out east. Again, I think it's a weather issue. Once the spring comes in, I think you're going to see the permits go back up because you do have a shortage in housing. Unemployment is low, so you got people working that'll be looking to purchase those homes or build new homes.
Remind us again, in housing, does it work the same way as the rest of the economy, that demand pushes supply so that people wanting homes will force these builders to build homes, or does it work the other way around?
No, I think it's about the same. I mean, you get people that are with unemployment, like I said, being low. You got the wages going up a bit. People are affording more homes, whether it's downsizing or upsizing. I think you're going to see a demand for houses that's going to keep the builders ticking up in the spring.
Year over year for 2017 was a pretty good year for housing, in most sections, especially with apartment building.
Yeah, rentals are key. You know, you're seeing a lot of changes with the new government tax laws, with home equities maybe not being able to have your tax deduction, with the caps on your tax deduction. People are kind of holding off. They may want to rent a little bit. You also have the scare of high rates. That's been a scare for 7 years. And even though they have ticked up a bit, we're talking average across the board. I think it went from 3.96 to 4.04. So not a huge jump, but you have the scarcity of homes. You have people worrying about rates, and you have people worrying about their tax deductions. So it's kind of going to make those rentals pop a little bit.
According to my notes, 4% mortgage rates, the first time it's been there since July. Probably going even higher, don't you think?
Well, they're saying the choice of having a 3 handle on a 30-year, it may never happen again. But I love those guys that say may never happen again. Then when it happens in June, they're going to say, well, I made a mistake. You know, there's a couple things about that. People really need to be cautious on rates. We rarely, and it's difficult to quote rates at Associated Bank because a lot of it comes into play. If you call for a rate on a 30-year fixed, your loan to value, you know, your loan amount versus your appraisal amount has a lot to do with it. Your credit score has a lot to do with it, whether it's a condo, whether it's an investment property. So to quote someone a rate of, say, 4%, they come in all fired up at 4%, find out they have bad credit, it's a condo and it's an investment property, you could add about 0.375 onto there. So I always tell people to be extremely cautious when you call on rates. I ask my lender, my team, to get the full story. You also have to disclose to people that this is just me giving you a rate. It has to do with you coming in, going through the process, and figuring out what we can do for you.
Why are condos different?
Kind of because it's a bigger risk. Anything that's not, I don't want to say vanilla, anything that's not a single family purchase, non-investment, anything that adds a layer on there, Fannie Mae has a little boost to the rate. The bank doesn't have any overlays, meaning in some processes or some loans we do, but if it's not anything that's a strict single family home purchase, it's an added level of risk for Fannie, so they put a little rate bump on it.
So with these things, both of these things in mind, the demand and rates, how's business?
Business is good. Business is really good. We ended 17 almost exactly, maybe a little higher than we did for 16. Our forecast for 18 is a little higher than it was 17. But you know salespeople, the forecast never goes down. They always want you to do more, which is fine. But with the team we have out there, with the products the bank offers, you're still seeing purchases obviously trumping refis. Refis are probably 8% of our business. New construction, custom home build, and purchases are remaining at 92%.
Is the demand tight everywhere? I mean, is the supply tight everywhere so that it's the same in the city as it is in the suburbs, or are there pockets?
Well, you know, I think what you're seeing, especially in the city, everywhere you look, you see a crane. You know, what did Mayor Emanuel say? It's the new city bird, is the building crane. Construction crane. So I think there's more opportunity once those condo buildings get built. We were at an event a couple of weeks ago, and the thousands of available units that will be coming on the market early fall will be amazing. So I think the demand in the suburbs, maybe the outlying Chicago market for single-family homes, is a little tighter than the city just because of all the building going on downtown.
When you have somebody come into the office and say, hey, listen, I want to buy one of these condos that's not been built yet, how does that work? Do you have some sort of, I mean, do these people get a sense of what these places are going to look like through, what, virtual reality or drawings or?
Well, it's funny you did that. We were just on a new condo tour, and it's usually, and I'm not old school, but it was pictures on the wall. Here's what it's going to look like. You can walk into a bathroom and you can see what it's like. In this one particular condo, they had the goggles, you know, like the kids have with their video games. They had these actual goggles you would place on your face, and you looked real funny if you were watching people, because they could walk through the condo looking at it through the goggles, turn around to the right as the bedroom, to the left as the bathroom. They were reaching out trying to touch the kitchen. So that is as high tech as I've seen what they're going to look like. It was absolutely amazing. Yeah. So it's gone from one extreme, look at a book, to you're actually walking through the condominium. Had the views, had absolutely everything in there. It was incredible.
Yeah, it sounds like augmented reality.
Right. Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's always fun through the goggles.
Is there a danger doing that, though, and also sight unseen?
You know, I think it kind of goes back to what we talked about a while ago, the millennials. Mm-hmm. You know, I would prefer, if I was going to buy something, I would buy a car, I want to go see it, I want to test drive it. I don't want to order it online and have it dropped off of my house in 15 minutes. I think you're getting a lot of the millennials, a lot of the younger folks that just kind of say, hey, this is how we grew up. They don't know what a pager is. They've never seen a cell phone. God knows they don't know what a fax machine is. So they want everything immediate. Which is great for us, absolutely great for us. So there's kind of a different way to approach it depending on your client. Is also depending on what they're looking for and what they like.
What's the buying process like in that? Do you approve a loan and people start paying for these things ahead of time?
You got to wait till close.
Just wait till the close.
Wait till close. Exactly. Just like a purchase. What you do need to watch, though, as well, is everything has to be finished in the condominium. If the hallways aren't done, if the workout room isn't done, if the main lobby isn't done. There's some instances where we had a gentleman not too long ago, he didn't have countertops in his kitchen. Appraiser went in, we couldn't close the deal because technically without countertops, as little as it seems, you can't use it. It's not functional. So he literally got plywood, put it on top of it, so then he could use it and we could close the deal. So there's a couple of hairs now and then with new condos just to make sure that the association is formed, that the dues are paid. So there's a few more hoops you have to jump through, but completely doable.
So if I were coming to see you today about one of these places, would you wouldn't approve a loan? Would I have to put money down? How does that even work?
No, we do a pre-approval, kind of like we talked about before, a full-blown underwritten pre-approval. Where you may put that money down is with the developer. We stay out of that. Similar to a purchase on a home, you would give the realtor your earnest money. You deal with the developer, you'd put the earnest money down with that developer, and then go through your pre-approval process with us.
John, I know we've talked about this before, but let's remind people, because at the beginning of the year, there may be people having the discussion around their kitchen table, hey, this is the year we're going to buy. Mm. What can people be doing before they come to see you to get everything in order?
You know, kind of back to the basics we talked about. Pick up the phone. Call someone over at Associated Bank on my team. We can tell you exactly what you need. There's no commitment. There's no fee. Pre-approvals are completely free. And really what a pre-approval is, it's a fully underwritten loan without a property address. So you have a commitment letter from the bank saying, hey, Steve, we're going to give you $300,000. Now you can go find a house. Realtors love that because they know they have a qualified buyer in their car when they're driving around. So picking up the phone, pretty basic conversation.
And you will tell people, too, hey, you're not ready yet. You need to do this or this.
Absolutely.
Or that.
Now, what salespeople can't do, we can't make underwriting decisions. Because if we could, we'd approve everybody, and there wouldn't be a problem anywhere. Right. But you can advise people, hey, here's what I think you should do. We can't say, looking at your credit and looking at everything else, you're not approved. But we could advise you that you may want to wait. You may want to put a little bit more down.
On the flip side of all of this is foreclosure activity. There's a new report that says nationwide foreclosure activity is at a 12-year low, but there are pockets where it's higher than not.
There are. We were looking at New York, and they said the foreclosure auctions are at an 11-year high counter to an 11-year low nationwide. So it is interesting. It's hard to make a blanket statement really about rates, about foreclosures, about anything. So I think, again, it's almost like being prepared before you need to dig in and see the facts and kind of see where you're going. And they're saying one of the other reasons is the housing boom is driven preliminary by a scarcity of supply, which limit the number of home purchases. So as people are saying it's harder to get a home, as tight as the credit guidelines can be, it's preventing foreclosures because you're lending to highly qualified people. There's no more of the stated income loans or the stated asset loans. It's a little bit more paper intense, but as a trickle-down type of effect you're going to have, you're going to see, I think, less and less foreclosures because of the quality. But everything's a risk. Yeah. Everything's a risk. Anyone can lose their job.
Southern California is where it was the lowest, an 11-year low, but Illinois was up 2%. Places like West Virginia up 32%, Vermont up 27%. Is there something that those numbers tell you about the economies in those states?
You know, it's interesting, and I think with California, and it may be too simple, but I really think it has a lot to do with the weather. I think you're seeing a lot of people move out west. I think you're seeing a lot of people move south. So as people go, and it could be the quality of the homes, the quality of the buyers. It's tough to say just because you're sprinkled different numbers all over the country. And next month or next year when we're doing this, those numbers could be exact opposite. So if I had that crystal ball, I think we'd be fine. But it's just every time you pick up the paper, there's something different and different numbers.
I know it's awful when somebody loses their job or there's a problem where they get in this situation with foreclosure. If somebody goes through foreclosure, can they ever get another mortgage?
They can, but it is about a 7-year wait. It is a long time, and it really has a horrible effect on your credit. And some people don't realize a lot of things are tied to your credit score, your homeowner's insurance. You know, when you get your certain credit, it really has a detrimental effect, a horrible effect. Renters now, landlords are pulling credit. So you foreclose on your house, and now you're looking for an apartment. They're going to do a credit check for your apartment. So you may, besides foreclosing on your home, it may be tough to find somewhere to live.
What if I am in a situation where I got my mortgage from you and I come back and I say, hey, John, I'm having a hard time. What help is there out there for somebody like that?
It's a great question. And there's a few programs with modifications, but you want to be really, really careful with modifications. Make sure you're in the right direction. Banks will try to work. We don't want the house. Right. You know, we had enough of them. We don't want your house. You're a nice guy. Stay in your house. So before people drop the keys off at the bank, they need to just make a phone call and see what we can. We have a department that handles that.
John, any predictions for this year?
Solid growth, Steve. Quality time with you. And I just think keeping an eye on everything. And I love this because every month we do this, it seems like the economists come out with different numbers that contradict what they said the month before.
It's so kind of crazy, isn't
it? It's fun to watch.
Yeah. John, good talking with you. We'll see you again next month.
All right, man. Thanks, Steve.
John Horton is Vice President and Senior Lending Manager at Associated Bank. Remember, you could listen to all of our thought leader conversations at WGNradio.com on the opening bell page and also at AssociatedBank.com/thought leadership. Make sure you follow Associated Bank as well at Associated Biz on Twitter and listen every Thursday for a thought leader conversation.